Contemplative Dives Number 2, Mikala Dwyer. Joan Didion said, "I think we are well advised to keep on nodding terms with the people we used to be, whether we find them attractive company or not." And from the poet Mary Oliver, "It was a dark night, a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. You left the voices behind, and the wind was strong. The stars began to burn. Through a sheet of stars, there was a new voice that you slowly recognized as your own. It kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world." How do you want to approach this one? How would you walk at night if you didn't want to disturb anyone? How mindful could you be? She knew how to slip away without being noticed, but she lit it up for you as best as she could, without raising too much attention, without rustling the night. The artist left a few things for you, for now, or when you're brave enough, or you've been forced to come back. She's worked them in her hands, polished them. These small objects, purposeful, like these tips about to be offered to you. A few things that might be helpful, like signposts offered at the crossroads to the fertile zone. Nights like this, you just don't know where you're going to find yourself. At the threshold, it's porous, things creep in. That weird feeling on the nape of your neck, cool breeze at your side, not seen but felt. And there might be those potholes best to avoid. Mind can turn against you, tricky voices telling you to turn back. You might want the day to come. A few tips, words like talismans to hold in your hand as you proceed. If you see someone who looks frightening, don't approach them too quickly. Once they know they've been seen, they'll leave the premises in their own time. If someone is crying, stand beside them without any sense of pressure. They might lean in. If someone is wiped out, give them something soft to lie on until they feel better. And if you're worried, don't focus on what's happening inside your head. Instead, press your back against something firm. "Settle in," she says. "The unknown can be generous." Yes, she's here. Feet have been here, maybe winged things. You'll see this once your eyes adjust. Over the other side, once you've passed through, there's another one waiting for you. That light might flare in your face, ready to be seen. You need to slow down to arrive there. Witches, they made them scary in those books. Huge noses, crooked features, hairy moles. This was easier for us to bear rather than reckon with their beauty. They want to be seen. It's not too much to admit this, a simple nod. It's okay. None of us are strangers to the night.